You just heard here. But yeah, tune in next week. I'll probably do like a metal show or something. I don't know. Whatever my girlfriend wants, I guess. Bye.
Welcome back to Bean Tunes Radio. This is your DJ, Jill Yum, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. You just heard, I believe, acoustic version by Caroline Polachek off of the brand new deluxe album, deluxe version of Desire, I Want to Turn Into You. Beautiful, beautiful rendition of that song. I already loved I Believe when it came out, I guess a year ago. But then this acoustic version dropped this week, and I have not stopped listening to it since it came out. It's an awesome song, and it's been made even more awesome. But we still need the original, because the original is like the drum and bass version, which is really good. And so having both is like, those are the two ends of my emotional life. I Believe acoustic version, and then I Believe original version. I think that's all I need, honestly. Thank you again for tuning in. Tuning in again, I guess, if you're listening. Or maybe this is your first time hearing my show. I'm here every Sunday at 3 p.m. I've been here, or like sort of around this time, since 4 years ago. And I'm getting all sentimental about it. So I'm very excited for this next hour of music. I'm going to be playing a lot of music that came out this week, because we've been blessed, people. There's a lot of new great music out, and so I'm very excited to play all of my new finds from this week, and also some other stuff that I've been listening to. So no theme as per usual, but mostly just music that I've been listening to this week. I've got a few things that I'd like to say on air as per usual, so stay tuned for that. Some exciting gossip, or maybe I'm just gonna say that so you'll keep listening. So up next, I have a song that I started listening to this week. It's from an artist that I have no idea about. The artist's name is Uku Kut, and the song is called Vision of Estonia Demo, and it was released in 2012. And honestly, I don't know anything about this song, and I just found it randomly in a playlist, and I like it, so I hope you also like it. That was the song playing, because apparently I don't know how to use the board anymore. I'm boarded out this week. I just DJed last night at Arts House, which was really fun. And I hope to do it again, even though I kind of had a flop of a set. Or I flopped. my partner in crime, my DJing partner, she did great. I had a rough night. But, this is my first time like performing anything in a very long time, and I feel like you have to have like one bad performance that you remember, and then like that inspires you to be better. Not that it's like a really serious thing, but I would like to be like a decent DJ and not just like terrible all the time. So I've been staring at various soundboards this entire weekend, and apparently I don't know how to use this one that I've been using for 4 years either. Anyway, this song is called Vision of Estonia, and I hope you like it. Stay tuned for more amazing music and banter.
take a ride to the shore to see the ponies running. Is it real? Or is it just wasted? I can tell where life has gone. It's just getting harder and harder to taste it. And the waves come rolling in, rolling in, rolling in, baby. The waves come rolling in. If you walk outside, you can walk back in. The waves come rolling in, rolling in, rolling in, baby. The waves come rolling in. Friday night in a different skin, baby.
Was Rollin' In by Sam Evian. Brand new track from Sam Evian that I think came out this week. Sam Evian is a favorite of mine. If you've listened to the show before, you may have heard me rave about the album Time to Melt, which for me is like the ultimate spring album. I think I've overdone that album though, so I'm really glad that Sam Evian's putting some new stuff out, and maybe that means he'll go on tour. I think I missed him at in Philadelphia, where I'm from. He played at Johnny Brenda's, the iconic dive bar venue that I have not been to. But I guess when I go back to Philly, I have plenty of things that I haven't done. My taste in Philadelphia things is kind of stuck in high school, because that's the last time that I've seriously lived there. So I guess my friends and I have decided that our taste in Philadelphia things is kind of choogy. We're like very millennial. as in like it's just we're just being lame. Every time we go to Philadelphia, we do like pretty lame things. So if anyone has any Philadelphia suggestions, I'll probably be spending time there after graduation because I have no plan. I have sort of a plan, but I don't have like an actual plan. So I'll probably be at home in Philadelphia for quite a while. Anyway, speaking of spring, I had a new spring discovery, or like a late winter discovery, which is that chicken stock is like an amazing thing for warding off that like late winter, early spring sickness that everyone seems to get in early February, late January. And so I've been eating, I had chicken pho that I ordered from some sort of restaurant that I can't remember the name of, but I order it from the same place every time and it's pretty good and it's pretty cheap. But it's funny, I was like over break, I was talking to my relatives in California and they were like, they were talking about the pho prices as if it's like some sort of index of the economy. And I know in the UK there's like the Freddo index, which is those chocolate frogs. So I would love to see if someone has like a pho index. The rising prices of pho are really indicative of the state of our economy, probably. Anyway, I made this chicken soup. It was kind of reminiscent of pho, honestly, but it like different materials. It was like ginger and garlic, lime, and then secret ingredient was fish sauce at the end, which just made it so good. And I've been eating that exact exact soup with rice in it for the past week or the past couple days since I made it, and it is doing me really well. I think it's making my entire body feel better. So I would highly recommend making a chicken stock if you're up for it. It's not that hard. I think the main problem is chopping, and I actually kind of enjoy chopping. Oh my God, I'm gonna keep talking. Speaking of chopping, I woke up this morning and I went downstairs to start chopping vegetables, which is something that I just decide to do sometimes. And I had a big cabbage, so I wanted to chop it with a nice knife, and we have one nice knife in the house. And I was looking for the nice knife and it wasn't anywhere. And I was like, oh my God, someone put it in the dishwasher. It was not in the dishwasher. I continue to look and then I start freaking out because also, as side context, many of my roommates are gone. So I was like, the house is empty. And at the time it was just me in the house. And I was like, there is someone in the house with our nice kitchen knife. And I was imagining myself getting murdered with the kitchen knife. But it turns out my friend brought it with her to Vermont, so she could cook in her Airbnb. So all is well. I didn't get murdered with the nice kitchen knife, and it still exists. We haven't lost it. So, and I'm also really glad it wasn't in the dishwasher, because that's something that my roommates are really willing to do, is like putting thermoses, things that don't belong in the dishwasher, in the dishwasher. And I'm not bitter about it at all. Speaking of things that I'm not bitter about, or actually that I'm very excited about, Vampire Weekend just released two singles this week, and one of them I'm about to play. The song is called Capricorn, and the album, which will be released in April, I think, is called Only God Was Above Us. I'm excited for, like, all of the promotional material is very exciting to me. It's like camcorder footage of New York, which, you know, that's it. I can always appreciate that. And this song is really, really good. I've been listening to it a lot this week, so I hope you also really enjoy it. You've probably already heard it. I don't know. I feel like Vampire Weekend is kind of a Tufts staple. Like, it's a solid bet if you mention Vampire Weekend in a Tufts context. Like, it'll go over well, I think. Anyway, this is Capricorn, the new single by Vampire Weekend.
Carriage the moon now, can't turn the tide. The world looked different when God was on your side. Who bears the future? Do they care why? I know you're tired of trying. Listen clearly, you don't
I hope to God I'm not as numb. plan. Feel obliged to start again. I took the fact that there are things in life that one can't quite express. You know me, I'm acting dumb, dumb. You know the seed, it's very humdrum. And my favorite song's entitled
just heard Rip It Up by Orange Juice, of course. Duh. obviously, I would play that song right after the Vampire Weekend single. I heard that song again this week because on the snow day, or maybe the day before the snow day, my roommate started watching this show that my mom also told me to watch. It's a Netflix special, and it's called One Day. It's a remake of a rom-com from a while ago, but now they've Netflixified it. There's that really handsome guy from White Lotus, and all of my roommates were like salivating over the TV when we were watching the show. It was kind of crazy. But the other notable part about this show is that they've spent so much money on like an incredible soundtrack, and they had Orange Juice in the show. So anyway, I don't really think the show is that good, but the soundtrack, I was sitting there with a friend and fellow WMFO DJ, unnamed, but another radio DJ who you should listen to their show at 9 a.m., 10 a.m. on Fridays, Jangle Heaven. But we were sitting there watching the show, and every 2 minutes, we were like, oh my god, this song is so good, and it's in the show. So maybe if you want to watch something that has a good soundtrack, go check it out, One Day, on Netflix. I can't endorse the plot or the characters or the actors, but yeah, the soundtrack's great. Anyway, to keep the Britpop thing going, I'm going to play some Blur. I'm getting into Britpop these days because I'm having a UK-themed birthday party. My birthday is next week, and I'm having a party at my house, and it'll be UK-themed. And I'm still thinking on my costume. I'm thinking I'm going to go for, like, a Blur-inspired, maybe, like, Damon Albarn-inspired that sounded very Irish. inspired outfit, bloke core, maybe. Yeah, I don't really have like a tracksuit, which would be ideal for that situation because it would also sort of read as like chav. But I can pull together an outfit. I have the right things. I don't have Adidas Sambas, but I have shoes that are quite similar. So I think I can pull it off. But I'm very excited to see how people will dress for this UK-themed party. We've given them some inspiration, namely Prince Harry, Love Island, what else? The Queen, Boris Johnson. I mean, there's so many references that people can pull off here. We have a redhead friend, so we were like, you have to be Prince Harry. Sorry, you don't get to decide as our one redhead friend. So... yeah, I'm very excited to see what UK references people will come celebrate with. The Blur song that I'm going to play next is called Girls and Boys off of the album Park Life. It's a great song. Similarly to the Orange Juice song, it's like, I think this song could really piss you off. And I think like a lot of Britpop feels that way. It's quite annoying, but... also, I love Orange Juice, and I also love Blur. Girls and Boys is like a particularly annoying song, and my roommate and I, we will like put on the Damon Albarn voice. So if you hear me singing in the background, I like keep getting nervous that the mic is on when I'm playing music, which would be a nightmare. But that hasn't happened yet in my 4 years of being a DJ at WMFO, so... maybe we could make that happen. We could make that a reality. My worst fear, people hearing my karaoke in the in the station. Anyway, this song is called Girls and Boys, and it's by Blur.
Avoiding a word,
was By My Product by the band Water From Your Eyes. I think it's a remix of the original song by Fantasy of a Broken Heart. Yeah, I just found that song. I have not really listened to much of Water From Your Eyes, but they did come to Boston a few years ago, and the music magazine was supposed to cover them. I don't know if anyone actually ended up going. I was maybe going to go take some photos of the concert, and then I ended up being like sick or something. Which I tend to be. I was almost sick this week, and then I fought it off, my very strong immune system. It's because I'm having all that chicken soup. If I hadn't been having chicken soup, I think I would be in bedridden right now with the flu. Anyway, it's time for me to read a PSA because I forgot, and it's 3:46, which means I'm almost done radio for today. But this is a very important PSA, and you may be familiar with it if you've listened to radio ever. This one is the ladder safety PSA. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety, a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio. You know, something that I've never thought about is that they reached out to the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons to write that PSA. So if you have any doubts about the kind of reach that WMFO has, you should rethink that. Sorry, that was my phone. So next up, I'm going to play a song, another song from the deluxe version of Desire I Want to Turn Into You, the Caroline Polachek album that came out last year. And there are, I think, 4 new tracks on the deluxe album. And obviously, I've been really into it. I was telling someone earlier this week that Caroline Polachek is one of those artists for me who, like, really can't do anything wrong. And I feel like when I put that into the air, I maybe jinxed it. Because there's some of the songs on the deluxe version I'm not that into, which is a crazy secret that I'm telling you all now because you're listening to my show. And if you listen to my show, you hear all of my secrets. So, yeah. Huge reveal. I don't love all of the songs, but this song is really great, and I think it's awesome because Caroline Polachek has a big, I think the big influence is like UK club culture, or because I feel like the US doesn't have like a strong club culture anymore, but Caroline Polachek's music, like the whole drum and bass thing, is really awesome, and I think that she's just like cool and goes out and parties and yeah, which I guess is cool. I don't know. But I think, I don't know, she hangs out around cool people who make cool music and specifically like clubby stuff. So my conclusion is that I had a whole spiel about this, and then now I'm like sort of, now I'm saying like a watered down version of it, and it's not good. It's not good. Which is another secret, that I actually make up a lot of things. And so I'll continue doing that. But in the meantime, we're going to listen to this next one. It's called Coma, and it's a kind of crazy song. So if the last song didn't stress you out, this one may also stress you out. I think maybe that's the theme of the show today. Music that will make you feel a little bit on edge or make your heart race. This next song is Coma, and it's by Caroline Polachek. We'll be right back. Was Coma by Caroline Polachek from the deluxe version of Desire I Want to Turn Into You. It's time for me to wrap up the show, guys. So I have one more song for you. But before then, I just want to thank you for tuning in again. I hope you'll listen again next week, Sunday, 3 p.m. I'll be here in the studio playing more music. I always promise fun things like a guest or other things, but I can't promise anything, honestly. So I should really have a guest in the studio with me. I always think that's more fun than being in here by myself, so maybe I'll do that. but yeah, stay tuned for the next show. I think the next show is called Songs with Words, which is great. I play a lot of songs with words, so It's a good name. Next up is Effie and Mallgrab. Mallgrab is an Australian musician. I don't know. The song is called I Love. I think that these artists are dating. They sort of soft launched on Instagram when they released this song on Valentine's Day. But yeah, I hope you like it. This is Jill Yum, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is I Love by Mallgrab and Effie. Bear me with me for a second for technical difficulties. Tune in next week. I'll be here. Have a good President's Day, guys.